time for another fun fact. And this week, Jeremy, we are headed to the Magic Kingdom.
I know about the Magic Kingdom. I know about the Magic Kingdom.
You even know that's a place at Disney, so that's always a good thing. So, Jeremy, the Haunted Mansion has ghosts in it, right?
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, I mean, who can count them even? I don't know. There could be a number, but darned if we would ever know what it was. But ghosts, in general, don't just start out as ghosts, right?
They'd be people first.
They start out as people first, and then they become ghosts. And the same thing can be said of ghosts in the Haunted Mansion. And in the ballroom scene, there is an elderly woman sitting on a chair over between the table and the pipe organ. Okay?
Okay.
So I hope you can mentally map where this is in the ballroom. And there's this old woman that's sitting in this chair. And my question to you is, clearly in the ballroom scene, she's a ghost. But who was she before she was a ghost?
Madame Leota?
No, she was not Madame Leota. I think that would stand out quite a bit. Unless, like, I guess they aged her forward or something.
Madame Leota's mom?
Yes. Madame Leota's mom. Leota Leota? I don't know. Is that like Mario and Luigi Mario?
Ooh, Brad, I don't know if you know how names work, bud. Is your dad's name Brad?
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
And that's why my son's name is just Buh. I mean, wait, are you telling, I might have just learned my own fun fact about how names work. No, it's not Madame Leota's mom.
Did she work on the Haunted Mansion when it was first getting started?
No, she did not work on the Haunted Mansion when it was first getting started. I guess anything's possible, but no, to my knowledge, she does not. In fact, here, I'm going to help you.
She's not an Imagineer.
I'm going to help you out here. I'm going to go ahead and drop in our show chat. There is a picture of the old woman. Maybe that'll help you out.
Pretty much looks like generic old woman.
I'm sure she would appreciate that, knowing how generic she looks. So
Was this woman in Carousel of Progress? She looks like she might be in Carousel of Progress.
My dude. Congratulations. You got one.
It's been a really long time. I'm feeling pretty good about this one.
I know. So, yes, that is the grandmother from the Carousel of Progress because, Disney has only got so many versions of audio animatronics that they can do, especially back in the day, right? Like, well, and there's less of them being made now, so I guess that plays into it somewhat. But, yeah, sometimes you already had all the molds done, and, it's better, it's easier, cheaper probably, to pour another one. So you pour Grandma from the Asleep at the Phonograph scene, right? And just paint her a little bit differently, and ta-da, now Grandma is in the Carousel of Progress, and then once she passes on, she gets to do double duty at the Haunted Mansion.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. And so there are many others. We won't take up multiple fun facts doing each individual ones of these.
But, who was this person at the Haunted Mansion? Who was this person?
Right. But like if you want to go through them, there are ones from Pirates. There are ones from Tom Sawyer Island. Like, all over the park. Yes, they are getting reused in the Haunted Mansion. And you know what? I kind of like that because you can almost, again, kind of write a story that makes sense there, where in life they were in this thing, but then in death they get to be in the Haunted Mansion. So,
well, and just from a practicality point of view, old used animatronics are pretty perfect for Pepper's Ghost. Because they're getting, reflected off of glass, and so you can kind of
you're getting too far. You're destroying great. Now this has to be labeled not safe for magic. Way to go, Jeremy.
I just think it's practical also to retire them from somewhere else and put them in the Haunted Mansion.
Yeah. And plus, if Grandma is just making small hand gestures instead of her normal thing, you've got spares for two different places. Well, I think that does it for this fun fact. If you have a fun, interesting, or obscure fact you'd like to share, you can let us know. We are on Twitter at MTM Podcast, or you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/MTM Podcast. And you can always find us at our home on the web at missingthemouse.co. We'll be back with another fun fact. And until then, have a magical day.